once a year, the Kid Craddock Morning Show presents our biggest show of the year. Today is that day. It's Kids Kids Day, the one day we dedicate to raising money for our annual Kids Kids trip. Today, we'll reminisce about previous trips, meet some new families, and hopefully raise the money needed to make this year's Kids Kids trip happen.
We're going to Disney World!
The Southwest Airlines call center is open now. Call toll-free at 888-SWA-KIDZ. You could make a $10 donation by texting KIDD to 52000 or just head to kidskids.com and donate there. Let's throw it to the cast, because Kids Kids Day starts now.
And away we go!
Good Tuesday morning and happy Kids Kids Day. Today is October 18th, 2016, and today is the day that we dedicate to Kids Kids. Kids Kids is an organization that...
We have our mission statement right there.
Al, it's right in front of you, buddy.
Right there in front of you, Al.
This is a little throwback because we were doing a live...
I have it right here.
A live newscast. Oh, let's play it for everyone,
Let's take you back. What was it, six years ago?
It was, you know what? And this is when I first started. So I was like listening to you guys because you were supposed to be my mentors.
Right. So we'll play you what Al did live on the news.
On the news. In the news studio. When they say, okay... Take it out.
Said cover the B-roll.
Right, we'll let you explain what it is after your screw-up here.
Well, Kids Kids is an organization that, it's really like Kid said earlier, it's your way to feel grateful that you have healthy kids, if you are able to say that. And Kids Kids is, it's a smile on every kid's face. Jenna, what would you say that means so much to you about Kids Kids?
Well, you know what?
By the way, the question...
Kids Kids is a smile on every kid's face. Jenna?
The question the anchor asked Big Al Mack.
What is and, Kids Kids?
Because it was me, Jenna, and Big Al in this studio. And that Kid and Kelly were at the main studio.
I had only been working for the radio show for approximately 3 weeks at that time.
All they asked, because it was a phone bank.
No, I think that was me. I've been here for about a year. I'm kind of upset you guys never play that. I think I actually kind of... Got it. I was.
Well, that's not funny. That's funny. That's how screwed up.
Anyway,
but they had asked you, how's it going out there at the phone bank?
I couldn't hear.
That was the question. How's it going out there? Well, Kids Kids is a.
Anyway, that's today.
Okay, redemption in this moment.
We have the mission written out for you, Al.
Well, let's introduce the cast first. Here's Kelly Raspberry.
Oh well, thank you. I chose makeup over coffee.
Okay.
Before I wanted to be pretty for Kids Kids Day, but after this, I'm gonna get my coffee and it'll
be good. All right. Here's JC.
I'm excited. Hopefully, we raise more money than we did last year.
That's always
Although we did extremely well last year,
always
thanks to you, Kid Nation.
Nervous.
I know.
Right?
Can't help it.
You want to do just a little bit better than last year.
Upward trajectory.
Right.
Yes.
That way, the following year, it's still achievable.
Yes. Absolutely.
Which is what we're looking
absolutely.
For.
Absolutely. Here's Jenna.
I've already started looking at a variety of ears.
Ears.
Yes, you know.
Mickey Mouse ears.
The Mickey ears.
Oh, Minnie Mouse ears.
Because I can buy them in the park, but they're a little pricey. And you know, on Etsy, so many great moms make very creative ears.
Oh.
So sometimes I like to buy a handful of ears and then hand them out.
Oh, okay.
Wear a pair to accessorize. It's become my fun little kids tradition, but it's fun. JC, you can get all sorts of themes.
Bling your ears. How about that?
Like, you could get Charger
Mickey
ears.
Really?
Oh, yes. You guys, I have just come. I have just seen a plethora of ears. That sounds weird. Let me. Of Mickey or Minnie ears.
Oh,
yes.
Check those out.
Yes. I'm happy to order you guys a pair if you want to put an order in before we go.
Do they have Obama Mickey ears?
Wow, dude. That's our president.
Well, it's not going to be when we go on the trip, right?
Yeah, I mean,
no, he's president until January or something, right?
When the president crossover elect.
You can't wear them next year because.
Well, Al, I will look for some Obama ears for you.
Here is Big Al Mack.
Okay, we have a brand new mission statement with a new mission statement smell. Here we go. Our mission is to elevate the quality of life through human enrichment experiences for families that have children with life-altering conditions.
Basically, in other words,
we're taking kids to Disney World.
Yeah. We aim to make a difference in the lives of children and their families, and they're dealing with life-altering conditions.
Yeah.
You know.
So today is the one day. We still give you a little bit of a regular show, but we also ask that you just whip out your cell phone and text the word KID, K-I-D-D, to 52000 sometime during your morning.
Yeah, it'll add $10 to your phone bill.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to worry about it. You just text it, and then it'll come in at the end of the month.
Now, obviously, you can call us and make a donation or call the
call center at Southwest Airlines. And Caroline will be in here in a little bit to kind of help orchestrate everything on Kids Kids Day.
Yeah.
And if I'm correct, you can, I don't have the sheets in front of me yet. We'll have all this information in a little bit, but you can do it up to 5 times, right?
I believe so, yes.
That's the texting.
Yeah. But the call center, you can call the call center whenever you want. Southwest Airlines hooked it up.
They're there now. And the number is 888-SWA-KIDS, K-I-D-Z. That's 888-792-5439.
There you go.
And, you know, don't be intimidated, because sometimes we get very excited when we hear about a large donation being made to the call center, and we'll check in over there.
That's cool.
But the reality is, and we've learned in the past since we've started doing this texting, a lot of the donations that come in, someone will text KIDD twice maybe and do a $20 donation.
Yeah.
And that helps.
There's
a lot of you, Kid Nation, and that goes a long way. Yes.
That's the majority of the donations that come in like $10 and $20 increments.
We're already starting to get text messages in from people that are donating.
Thank you.
Love Kids Kids Day. We went on in 2014. Dalen still talks about it to this day. Hey, Dalen.
Hey, what's up, Dalen?
What's going on? Safety Sam wrote us.
Safety Sam?
Safety Sam in the building.
All right.
The show hasn't even started yet, and I'm a mess. Not even going to attempt to put makeup on today.
No.
Love you guys. Hope you all raise a lot of money today.
We didn't do anything yet.
But not yet.
Don't start crying yet.
We'll try to give you a mascara alert when we deem necessary, but for the most part, we'll try to keep it lighthearted.
And we'd like to remind you, if you've seen photos of this trip, in what could be a, you know, many days of sadness for a lot of families spent in the hospital, this moment and the trip announcement and the 5 days we go to Disney World is actually a day without many tears for a lot of the families.
Happy.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time.
Yeah, you got us hanging out with a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
It's going to turn into hilarity sometimes.
Yeah,
they forget about being sick and being in the hospital. It's a respite from all of that.
Because you know what? They're still kids, and they still do kids stuff.
And some of them are bad. I'm going to be honest with you.
That's what I'm saying.
They're dealing with life-altering conditions, but there's still some bad kids that go on this trip.
Oh, yeah.
I want y'all to know that.
They'll goof around.
Bad kids. It's, you know, every once in a while, you have to say, hey.
Get off
Don't
of
do that.
Because, Al, you're just the type of guy that people want to, like, hang on, you know?
Right.
We want to climb you.
Yes.
The best part is when you tell them, hey, stop. And they go, or what?
Or what?
Yeah, and I'm you're like, not my dad.
I'll tell you, or what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or something.
Something's about to go
bad
down.
Bad is going
to
happen.
Yeah.
You remember that year we left the kid at Disney World?
Yeah.
We lost him. And we're like, that was a bad kid. I'm like, just leave him. We got on the plane, came on back.
I saw him at the churro stand last time we were there.
I'm sure he's still there somewhere having a good time.
It's a way to get people to donate. Give us your money. We might leave a kid.
Only the bad ones.
Hey, if I were to have been left as a kid somewhere, Disney World would be it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
amen.
How true is that?
You know what I mean?
That's very true.
Especially if you're like an Epcot.
Safe.
Yeah, it's safe. There's a bunch of different countries you could visit.
Right.
Have a good time. So we'll catch up with a bunch of the families that have been on the trip in the past. We'll get to meet some of the new families that are going on the trip this year.
Yep.
We still got gossip for you this morning. Now, we are going to take a break from Beat the Bank. I know you're excited to play every day, but today's all about the kids.
Yeah.
We'll bring that back tomorrow.
Today we want your money. Then we'll start giving away money again.
Yeah, we'll bring the money back tomorrow with that said.
Sounds like a plan.
Whew. Yeah, well, and we'll still sprinkle some of our day-to-day stuff throughout the show.
I got upset with somebody. I'll tell you about it a little later. I got upset with somebody yesterday.
You did?
Yes.
An employee?
No. At the gym.
A stranger.
Hold on. You went to the gym?
Okay, woo! That's the real story.
My man, Al.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead and tell us now what happened.
Okay.
All right. Oh, blow it now?
Sure. Why not? And this dude, I thought about you, JC, because I could see, I don't think you're this dude, but I could see you being this dude.
See that? Oh, wow. See, you're already dissing.
It's the haircut.
What's wrong with my dang haircut? I have the haircut that a lot of dudes have.
Your haircut is so small, your hat's too big.
I have the same haircut Trey has right now. I have the same haircut I've had since I was...
That hat fit last week.
No, you don't. Look at Trey's hair.
Well, he grew his out now. But that's what he had before.
So I'm at the gym yesterday doing what I do. I'm on the treadmill, right? And I'm cruising at about 4 to 4.3 miles an hour.
Okay,
at about a 5% incline, six incline on the incline. Okay, so I'm cruising. So
that's I feel like I'm there with you.
That's
paint such a picture.
Cruising now, that's a light walk.
I'm cruising. All right, I'm feeling pretty good about myself. Haven't been in the gym in like 2 or 3 months. All right, in walks Jim guy. I'm gonna call him
Jim.
Jim, sure.
No, well, that's Jenna's guy.
Yeah, don't confuse him with that guy I fell in love with and never saw again.
Okay. How about Bud?
I'm gonna call him Handy Dan. You'll know why in a minute.
Oh.
So, So Handy Dan stretches in front of the treadmill that's right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
So I have no choice but to look at him. He's impeding my vision to the TV.
Was he giving you the bend over look through?
He's giving me all kinds. He's like stretching out, obnoxiously stretching out.
It's a good spot to stretch.
It's just stretching like touching toes and stuff. Stuff you ain't supposed to be able to do at the gym. So
what?
Touching, yeah. Showing off.
Okay.
With his toe touching. So anyway, I'm like, okay, cool. So he turns the treadmill on at a little snail pace. And I'm like,
he's warming up.
I'm about to smoke this dude right here. I'm about to smoke this dude.
Okay. Why are you competitive? You haven't been to the gym in a decade.
I'm like, what's this dude doing? He bends over, stands on his hands.
What?
And starts hand walking on the treadmill.
Okay, he's just.
See,
I'm like, what?
I'm with you on this.
I'm with you on that. Everything else until there.
There is no need for any human being to do that in the gym on the treadmill.
We have
no need for that.
You know who we got to blame for this?
Who?
American Ninja Warrior.
Exactly.
Oh.
There's dudes that go on the pull up bar and they start doing all these flippity things. Like, just work out.
And he's doing this. I look at the dude next to me who I do not know. He looks at me and we just. That's all we said to one another.
That's a jerk. It is. JC, you're absolutely right, though. It's American Ninja Warrior. I see people stand up on boxes on handstands and do push-ups in a handstand position.
Well, are they doing it training to be on the show?
No.
That would be the difference.
Well, they have Ninja Warrior gyms.
No. Let me tell you what Handy Dandy did.
What'd he do?
Then Handy Dandy, he straddles the treadmill, gets back on his feet. He straddles the treadmill and turns it up to like 20 miles an hour or something. Like, you can hear it. Like, it sounds like a Corvette going down the road.
Okay.
And then he's not on it, right? He just gets on it and just starts keeping up at 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
You're showing off, babe.
Am I supposed to be doing that at the gym?
Nah.
I would think the gym would have rules.
Go do sprints outside.
Because fast. If somebody is doing a handstand on the treadmill and they fall and break their neck, who are they going to sue?
Right? The gym.
I think you sign a waiver.
I do sprints like that on the treadmill,
so they can't sue you. That waiver's gone.
Right. And then when he gets done on the treadmill, he ran to the gym. Like, okay, you just got off the treadmill. Now you run into the gym.
You should go get to know him and find out his story.
Maybe he'll train you.
And then he jumped up and like hit the ceiling. I'm like,
there's something
he's motivated. He's pumped up.
Or he's on drugs.
He's the star in his own little, Olympics in his head.
I wanted a blow dart. I would have hit him right in the neck.
I'm cool with him sprinting, but the handstand walking.
Yeah. Thing. But people get pumped up in the gym, and that's how they get motivated.
I've seen things like this. I get it. I kind of just go, ugh.
You need your own gym.
Off. Why does it bother you so much that you want to, what was it? A blow dart?
Interesting. Normal people need the regular gym. You work out people like that, you need your own little section or your own little gym. Because
we all pay to go to the gym and do what we want.
That's not human. I'm going over there breaking down. I got like 8 beads of sweat coming down. I'm thinking
you go to eat.
Something.
I could be mad about that.
That's not even human. What's wrong with that man?
Gosh, he's fired up.
Look at Al. Fired up on Kids Day.
Up.
Well, congratulations for hitting the gym. I know it's been a minute.
It's been a minute. Let me see him. I'm a tripping. If I see that dude walking to the gym again,
no, you're not going to trip him because he's probably going to whoop your butt.
I'm a Christian. I'm a trip him.
You're going to be able to catch him to trip him.
He runs way too fast.
I feel like you're a little just jealous.
I bet you this guy could outrun Al on his hands.
Right?
That's how slow Al is right now.
Gym show off.
This is Charlie Puth, and thank you for supporting Kids Kids, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, guys. We're here with Emily from Raising Cane's. Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for coming to see us today.
Yeah. Glad to be here.
Okay. So tell us about your involvement with Raising Cane's with Kids Kids, like how much money we've raised and...
Sure. So this is our fifth year. We have raised over $400,000 for Kids Kids. We love this charity and we love working with you guys. And so it's really an honor for us to be a part of this partnership.
Thank you so much. And you got to go on the trip for the first time last year.
I did. And it was the most amazing experience. I mean, it's just so humbling to see these incredible families and, how happy and excited and the gratitude they have. And so it really makes what I do to help support the charity so much more memorable and important because we get to see it firsthand.
We always say that it's like you can talk about how great the trip and see the videos and stuff, but once you see it with your own two eyes, it just kind of changes you. Do you think that's right?
Oh, absolutely. And I have children of my own, so to be a part of that and to experience it, it's just it's such a meaningful and wonderful trip, and it does make a difference to be on it. It's just a really magical place and a magical experience all at the same time.
And this year, too, which was really fun, we got to do a surprise with nine of our families to tell them that they were coming. And Canes graciously let us come in early before they opened. Mm-hmm. They donated all the chicken for our kids, so yes. That was really exciting. So you guys just keep on giving every year, and we're so thankful for that.
You bet. We love it.
So not only can you call to donate and text, you can also go to Raising Canes mm-hmm. today, and it's 15% yes. of all proceeds go to Kids Kids. And not only can you just eat chicken fingers, because calories don't count when it's for charity.
Absolutely.
That's my
not.
Motto. You can also mm-hmm. donate at the counter, right?
Yeah, just ask one of the crew members, let them know that you want to donate, and then you can actually do it through cash or credit card. You can add it just to your check when you're checking out, and they will send all that money to Kids Kids.
So go eat at Canes today. Go grab it for your whole office or for your family, and you're going to help send some beautiful kids to Disney World. And for locations, go to kidskids.com.
We have people eating a lot of chicken fingers today.
Yeah. And right now we have one of our parents that went on last year's trip joining us in studio. Linda Ahern is here. And a little background about your son, Micah. He was diagnosed with a neuroblastoma when he was 15 months old.
That's right.
For parents, what are the signs that you saw in your kid?
Micah's case of neuroblastoma was a little bit unusual.
Yeah.
But he has a Horner syndrome, which basically means there's an infected nerve on one side of his body. So whenever he would run outside and play or ride his bike, only half of his face would get hot and sweaty and the other would just be normal. Hmm. So at first we thought that's kind of unusual, but over time, of course, we suspected something else was going on. So he had an MRI, and very quickly we basically immediately knew that something else was wrong.
The doctors pull you in a room and they have to tell you the news.
Exactly.
But they told you this was something we could take out with surgery.
They did, yes.
And they did.
Yes. In fact, they said, if you have to pick a childhood cancer, this is the best one to have.
Neuroblastoma. Mm-hmm. Out of all
right.
the cancers,
I mean. Say this yeah. is the best cancer.
Yeah. That's yeah. right. Yeah. yeah. Stage one neuroblastoma, it's a good choice.
Right. Sure. And yeah. Micah, who fancied himself to be a superhero, was like, yes. yeah, I got this. I'm cool with it.
Exactly.
And then unfortunately, he relapsed.
That's right.
And then that is not good at all.
Exactly. So he started out stage one and mm-hmm. had a few surgeries to remove some tumors. And then was great for 2.5 years, in fact. And doctors even said he'll be fine the rest of his life. You don't have to worry. But sadly, in March 2013, he did relapse, and he was stage 4 high risk at that mm-hmm. point.
That's why getting him on this trip last year was a big deal.
Yes. He actually relapsed after that time as well, two mm. other times.
Oh, my.
So he relapsed last June,
yeah,
which was near the time that we put in the application for Kids Kids.
Right.
And it was at that point that the doctor said, you know, there's really almost no other options. So kind of spend the time well. And Kids Kids was one of the things that he wanted to do.
What did the trip mean to you and your family? Because he has siblings, and I'm sure a lot of the attention went to Micah.
Sure. Well, I think that's one of the great things about the Kids Kids trip is that you guys don't only focus on the child that's sick, but also the siblings and even the parents, which 99% of the time the siblings get forgotten. And so for all of our family to be able to go on the trip and feel special was one of the best parts about it.
And he talked about it often.
Oh, yeah.
I know the last time we saw you was at the Kids Kids video reveal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Micah's still being a goofball like mm-hmm. he always is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And unfortunately, in July of this year, after a 6-year battle, Micah was called up to Jesus.
That's right.
And it was, man, weeks after we saw you guys.
Yes, it was.
I remember you had sent us the email saying it's not looking good.
Right.
And we weren't expecting you guys to even show up to yeah, the video reveal.
Shocked.
So that just seeing him was a gift on its
yeah,
on
sure.
itself.
I mean, to be honest with you, we had known for many months mm-hmm. that we were just buying time. Even though he was still doing some treatments at the beginning of this year, we knew at that point that Micah has months or less to live. And so in a way that's a gift
yeah.
because you really do embrace every day, and we could sit at home on the couch or we could come hang out with you guys and see the video and have pizza. And to them, you know, to the kids and to Micah, that was amazing.
He was only here for such a short time on earth, but what was Micah's biggest gift to the world and to your mm-hmm. family? What do you think his gift was in that short amount of time?
I think one of the things Micah always said was never, ever give up. And I feel like the amount of time that he was in treatment, the harsh treatment that he underwent, the surgeries, the chemo, radiation, all of those things, I would have given up, but he didn't. And not only did he not give up, but he really embraced every day. And he could be in the hospital getting chemo and on tons of pain medicines, and he would be running down the hall, shooting nurses with Nerf guns and laughing. And just, he didn't know that wasn't great because that was his life.
More in the moments.
Definitely in the moment. And he wouldn't waste a day. And that's kind of what I've taken away from it now that I have to be here without him is, I don't want to waste a single day.
Yeah. Right. He taught you a valuable lesson.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, our best memories are from things that we went and did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not some toy that I have of his that, you know, he doesn't get to have anymore.
Well, and the biggest part of the trip, I think, for the families is just getting a break from your everyday having to be in the hospital. Yes. And this is just a time for your family to bond and relax and not have to worry about anything.
Definitely. That was a huge issue. I mean, Micah was literally in the hospital every day. If he wasn't inpatient, he was at the doctor. So for us to tell our doctors, hey, we're taking a week off.
Yeah.
And them saying, you're crazy. And we're saying, so sad. We're doing it anyways.
Yeah. Right.
Too bad.
You know? Bye, Felicia.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, we're going to go have some fun.
Did he ever tell you what his favorite part of that kids trip was?
Actually, one of the things that he really loved was meeting Chip and Dale.
Really?
Yes.
Chip and Dale don't get a lot of love.
Right?
No. That's a big deal.
Well, we were so lucky. Actually, his very first stuffed animals ever when he got sick, his very first day, were Chip and Dale. And
how random.
Yeah, exactly. And so he's just always held on to these little dolls. And so whenever we saw them, he was like, oh my goodness, they're life-size. Aww. They're here. And he was so excited. So we took lots of
pictures. Well, that is incredible. That's sweet. The first time anybody's ever answered.
I know, Chip and Dale.
Especially with Elsa and Anna.
Yeah,
right. Mickey and Donald.
Chip and Dale.
Chip and Dale. Good old Chip and Dale.
That's great.
They're underrated.
Yeah.
And how are his sisters and his brother doing since?
They've struggled.
I know.
Definitely.
I saw your post. You posted on Instagram. You guys talk about him every day since the passing.
Oh, yes, for sure. We watch videos of him almost every day and look at pictures. And we love to say, you know, what would Micah think about this, or what would Micah want us to do? They're very sad.
Yeah.
They feel empty. We all feel empty. And, of course, Nolan and Micah were roommates and best friends and buddies. And so Nolan's so confused, like, do I still have a brother? Do I not? And so we just tell him, you know, your brother just lives in heaven, but you'll always have a brother.
There you go. There you go.
And now you have a Superhero Micah Foundation.
Yes. Yes.
Tell us about that.
Okay. My basic goal in Micah's foundation is something that was so important to him was he didn't understand why kids get cancer. But to him, he just doesn't want anyone else to suffer like he did. He doesn't want anyone else to have to go to the doctor and be sick. So the main goal for the foundation is to raise awareness and funding specifically for neuroblastoma research, because it is such a, it does have such a high mortality rate, but also all childhood cancers, because, you know, all children matter, of course.
And you can go to superheromicah.org. You guys got it all set up.
SuperheroMicah.org.
Yeah, they got a Facebook page. It's all set up. You have an Instagram that you guys have set up for Micah. It is so good to see you.
Thanks.
We love your family.
And your spirit is beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank y'all so much.
Yeah, very strong.
I mean, this is exactly why we do the trip, Caroline.
This is it.
For families like Micah's, that you guys have these memories now that, because Eden Kate is 5 years old, you know, and you think like, I don't really have very many memories from 5 years old. Mm-hmm. Now she's going to be able to look at these pictures and these videos of her brother hanging out with her at Disney World forever. Yes. And she'll never forget any of those moments.
Right.
And we have so many families that say how much we touch their lives. And just meeting Micah touches our lives. Our kids touch our lives, too. So we're so thankful that we got to spend time with him and get to know him more.
Well, we're family forever, Linda. Yeah. You stuck with us.
Thank you for coming by today and sharing that.
Yeah, and he's still around. He's still here. Super, super.
SuperheroMicah.org. Okay. Al, those vanity glasses don't work so well.
You might have to switch over to real glasses, Al.
No.
Yeah, you might have to.
Superhero glasses.
Well, Linda, thank you so much. I know it's hard to talk about Micah since, I mean, it's still pretty recent. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
And sharing your story.
You kept it together better than I did.
Thank you, Linda.
Hey, this is Zach from American Authors, and you're listening to Kids Kids Day. Call now, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, that phone number if you want to call the Southwest Airlines call center. 888-SWA-KIDS with a Z.
That's 888-792-5439.
Yeah, you could also text 52000 and text the word KID, K-I-D-D. $10 will be donated. You could do that up to five times. It'll just be added to your bill at the end of the month. And let's be honest, kid, Kid Nation, if we don't get enough money, we're not going on this trip.
Oh. No.
Well, I mean, it's the,
it's
we're
the truth,
going,
Kelly.
That ain't
going
to happen.
We
are going this
it's
year.
The truth.
It's not going
to
happen.
We need to pick
next
up.
Next year, well, yeah. You know, that's maybe
I mean,
it.
We got the. We basically have the trip on layaway right now. Yeah. I mean, we told you ever call somebody and say, can you hold something for me until we get down there with the money? We told Southwest Airlines, can y'all hold us a plane?
Exactly.
And we called Disney, can y'all hold us a few rooms? We plan on coming.
Right.
We're not 100% sure, but we plan on coming. So
our
that's the plan.
Our intentions are there.
Yeah.
We told the kids they're going on the trip. Now, how would you like to us to go back and say, hey, our bad.
Make us do that.
We couldn't raise enough money. That's why we need you to help us out.
If you're not donating, we're going to ask you to call the kids.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No. You're going to have to pick who doesn't
yeah. And look, it means a lot to these families. We just talked to Linda Ahern, who just lost her son, Micah.
Yeah.
And she told us how much this trip meant to her.
That was the one last big family vacation they got to take together.
It was.
And now they have all those wonderful memories.
Great memories, though, man.
He was on the trip last year, and now he's gone. We got a text here from Katie. Thank you so much for having Micah's mom on the show this morning. As a recent TCU grad, I can attest to how much Micah touched the Horned Frog family. And it's so great to hear how strong his mom sounded this morning.
Yeah, she did. She sounded amazing.
She's so strong.
And I'll tell you what.
I don't know how she does it.
All our kids' parents are strong. This is a lottery you don't want to win. I mean, the odds of this happening to you are slim, but you don't want to win this lottery.
Yeah.
And those who have these children that are dealing with this are so strong, and they put up with this.
And then every once in a while, we'll run into families that have adopted and made it their mission to adopt kids with special needs. I mean, you're just trying to get to heaven, like, without stopping, period.
When you hug those, you know, when you hug those parents, it's like you're trying to feel for the angel wings. It's like, where are those?
Yeah.
Bless you. We do want to introduce you to another kid going on the trip.
Okay.
Hopefully, if we raise enough money.
Yeah.
We want you to help us out. Kelly, tell us about Journey, please.
Journey Maldonado. She's 8, and she has some developmental delays as a result of Lee's disease. I'll tell you, as many years as we've ever been on Kids Kids, there's always a new disease I've never
every
heard of.
Yeah,
you know?
Lee's disease.
Lee's disease.
Okay.
Her family makes the most of every day because there's no cure for Journey's condition. Her mom, Crystal's a single mom, taking care of two girls, 8 and 13, in addition to little 8-year-old Journey. She has 13-year-old Honesty, who gets to go on the trip with us, too. Shannon, our very own Psycho Shannon, went to visit the girls at their home so we could all get to know them a little better before we go on the Kids trip next month.
So my name's Crystal Lopez, and I have two beautiful daughters, Journey Maldonado, who's 8, and Honesty Lopez, who's 13. So I named both of my daughters while I was pregnant, having no idea that it would turn out the way that it did. Little by little, I started to realize that each of their names does have meaning. So for Honesty, it's just been, those are my morals. I mean, I really am big on honesty and accountability, and Honesty just has that genuine heart. And for her, that just matched her. And for Journey, well, obviously how everything has turned out for her medically, she's growing like normal. It's just that she tends to not function internally like other kids do. And so although she looks like a typical 8-year-old, she functions a lot younger. And so she needs help with eating, changing, bathing, writing, talking, just everyday functions she needs help with. And so she sees other kids and she wants to be like other kids, but I think as she gets older, she starts to see her limitations. And so then she starts to get frustrated and discouraged and things like that.
And when Journey gets frustrated, her older sister Honesty is always there for her. So tell us about how Honesty is there for you and Journey.
So what I would probably say about her sister is, so Honesty has been her role model. I mean, like, Journey imitates her so much, and everything is about her big sister. And so I think if Journey had to be in this world without her big sister, I don't think that she would be the person that, the little Journey that she is. And so to everybody, she's loving, and Honesty, even though they fight every day, like, Honesty is basically her rock. She fights with Honesty the most because she loves her the most. I mean, I'm mom, but like, there's nothing without her sister. And so everywhere it's like, sister, sister this and sister that. And so Honesty, she doesn't know it now because she's 13, but what she has is special. And over time, I think as she gets older, she'll hopefully start to appreciate that. Because we do.
And the memories of this trip, what will that mean to you and your family?
This trip might mean nothing to some, but for us, it's everything. And for kids like this, to have a memory like that so magical, I mean, that inspires them. They don't have control of how they walk and talk and what they're going to be like, but those memories are everlasting. And to see kids smile, even if it's just for a couple days, you know, the heart needs good memories to grow. It needs to be fulfilled. And so I say for people out there, you know, don't pass up this radio station. Don't pass up this trip. And please provide kids and the families the opportunity that they need for good memories in lifetime.
You need memories for the heart to grow.
Amen.
A lot of the unsung heroes are the siblings of the kids.
Uh-huh.
Because parents do have to put most of the attention towards the kids.
They do.
And
they have to take so much responsibility, too, because they have to take care of the child as well. So it's so nice for them to get a break.
You know, I grew up an only child. And so for me going on this trip, it has just always been one of the most incredible parts out of all of them for me to see the way these siblings are, this like foundation. I mean, maybe a 12 or 13 year old boy, how he acts to his younger sibling that needs his help all the time. He's so mature, so composed, so
like
selfless. It's just so impressive. I absolutely love watching that dynamic.
They're 13 going on 30. They're so mature.
Yeah.
Now, like we said, Journey wasn't talking much when she was 4 or 5 years old, but apparently hearing about kids on the radio inspired her.
Probably about 4 years ago or so, we were driving in the truck like we always do, and Journey was very limited in words at that time, but all of a sudden, she said, Disney World, kids. And I slammed on the brakes and I was like, what? You want to go to Disney World? I'm getting the application right now.
Disney World.
You're amazed what kids know. They just pick up on stuff, certain things, keywords.
I can't wait to meet her and her sister. Yeah. Journey and Honesty.
Beautiful girl.
How do you donate? Again, we told you, you can call the Southwest Airlines call center if you're just joining us. 888-SWA-KIDS, K-I-D-Z. 888-792-5439. I have a text message right here because we are getting your text messages, Kid Nation. I just called in to make a donation to your hotline and spoke to the nicest girl who, ironically enough, was named Charity. She was so sweet. Thank you for all you do, and that includes the phone volunteers. We have a bunch of volunteers over at the Southwest Airlines call center.
They're just in the room waiting on you to call. They're not getting paid. They're just on their own time, on their own dime, trying to help out the charity. Love you, Southwest Airlines. And I do this for us every year.
Speaking of Southwest Airlines, we have Sonia LaCour in studio with us right now from Southwest Airlines.
Good morning.
Cool name, by the way.
LaCour.
You're like an actress.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for helping us. You guys charter the plane. And from what I hear, fuel is expensive.
Just a little.
A little bit.
That right there is a big donation because we save so much money on not having to deal with a plane and with the fuel. And you guys donate the time of your pilots and the flight attendants.
Yes.
And the plane.
And it's kind of competitive between them, right? Because we've had a lot of the same ones that get to go on the trip every year. They have a little bit of tenure, but a lot of them want to do that, right? In their free time.
Yes, they fight over that, and we just have to kind of let them duke it out. They love it. Our employees are so full of heart, and one of our main pillars is taking care of children with illnesses. And so it's really near and dear to their heart.
And the way you guys send us off, because, you know, we're at the airport and normally people go through the regular TSA. I mean, we do that, but they have a hangar for our party, our send-off party. And a lot of the Southwest Airlines employees are down there taking part in it, and they make the receiving line, and we cheer for them when the kids go down, and then they do the water cannons and everything when the plane is taken off on the tarmac. You guys don't leave anything undone. I mean, you guys really, really do it well, and we appreciate that.
I agree. It's our pleasure. You know, that's a special treatment that most people will never get.
Yeah.
And I love that our children get that.
And for a lot of them, that is the thing when we ask some of these children, what are you most looking forward to about the trip? Or even after, what was your favorite part of the trip? They go, that airplane ride.
Yeah.
They've never been on an airplane ride before. Yep. And it's such an exciting airplane ride. Yeah. And they love flying. They love the airplane.
Well, you know, we're the fun airline, too. And so why not make it special and fun? And even though the magic is at Disney World, I think the magic begins here, and then we get the chance to just carry it through the sky.
Without a doubt.
I love that send-off party. It's just the best.
The plane that has Southwest, the logo, the charity logo.
We do have a kids plane, yeah.
Does that logo stay on there like all the time?
No.
It does.
Well, you know, you say it's not in service, but I have gotten photos from people before when they're boarding a Southwest plane. Yes. And they say, I don't know if it's all the time in service, but I know it is sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten a photo in the summer before from a friend.
Yes, it does stay on.
A photo from a friend that has, like, I'm on the kids' plane.
Yeah.
No, it does, yeah.
It does. I kind of knew the answer before I would, but I wanted to say it.
You should have told her the answer first, Al.
It stays on there all the time.
It does. All the time. Every day.
All the time.
What are you looking forward to the most when we do the send-off party, Sonia? Have you been able to attend? Did you attend last year?
Yes, and not last year, but I have in the past.
Yeah.
I will just tell you, just the joy, the joyfulness that is in every child and the parents, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a special moment for
the
everybody.
The red carpet send-off is just so fun because you've got some kids who are nervous.
Yeah.
And they're kind of tiptoeing, and then you got some kids just, boom, they can't wait to come out of their shell.
It's
so fun. Yeah.
Yeah. And how many people do we have at the call center?
We have over 200.
200.
And we have some who have done it all 10 years.
Oh, we need to keep them busy.
Yeah.
So give them a call.
There's
right
nothing
now.
Worse than 200 people sitting around looking at each
right.
other.
Right, amen to that.
Well, I want to see what it sounds like if we call. Okay. You want to try?
Yeah.
That's 1-888-792. Dang it. Oh. Our two is broken.
Our two
you can't
is
talk while
up.
You dial, too. It messes up. So that's 888-792-5439.
Maybe y'all could donate us a phone. Our phone is
Thank you for calling the Southwest Airlines Kids Day Donation Hotline. This is Kina. How can I help you?
Hi, Kina. This is JC and Kelly Raspberry, Big Al Mag, Jenna Owens. We also have Sonia in here.
And you're live on the radio.
You're on the radio. Is that cool?
Please don't cuss.
Oh, my gosh. Am I really?
Yes.
Yes.
We just wanted to call in and check how's it going.
The lines are working, obviously.
Yeah, right?
The lines are working, yes. Yes, we're having a blast. We're having fun. The more money, the better.
Right?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Good girl.
If you look around the call center, how many, a percentage of people, how many of them are on the phone right now talking to somebody?
Let's see. Probably like 70%.
Oh, that's great.
That's good, but we want to shoot
for 100. We need to up that.
100. Yeah. Kina, just out of curiosity, we were telling people it's not always about the big donations. It's about the little ones, too. What do you say about the average donation as you're getting this morning?
The average ones, I say, are like $50.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
That's
big.
Yeah,
that's
like $50 and up are the ones I've had.
But we'll
That's
take
great.
All of them.
We'll take all
keep it going.
Of them.
Yes.
We'll take $20, $10, whatever.
Whatever. The phone number is 888-792-5439.
Yeah. Thank you so much for letting us talk to you. We'll let you get back to work.
Thank you, Kina.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Uh-huh.
Bye.
Have a great day.
She's probably thinking, well, how much are you going to donate, JC?
Oh, I got you. Put 10 down for me.
All right.
Yeah.
We got you. How'd she do, Sonia? Pretty good, right?
She did awesome.
That's great.
Yeah. I love it. 70%. I mean, we'd like 100% ringing all the time.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah, call them right now. Let's get everybody on the phones.
And Sonia, thanks again for the plane. I've actually picked up the phone and tried to call and get a plane for myself to charter.
It didn't work.
They didn't give me a plane.
Yeah.
So thank you.
It's our pleasure.
This is our 10th year with Southwest Airlines.
Oh, yes.
They've been working with us for 10 years.
Yes.
Happy 10-year anniversary.
We are the ones that feel lucky to get to do this. So thank you for the opportunity.
Awesome. Aww.
I mean, we could go back and forth, but we're
no,
gonna,
thank you.
No, it's
no,
us.
No,
it's
no,
us.
No, you hang up first, Sonia.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Again, 888-792-5439. That's the call center. Or text KID, K-I-D-D, 52000 is the text number.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get $10 in there.
Hey, guys, it's Taylor. I wanted to say a huge thank you for helping to raise money for Kids Kids.
That's Trailoff Swift right there. That's Taylor Swift. Thank you, Taylor. How do you donate, Big Al Mac?
Well, whip out your cell phone and text the word KID, K-I-D-D, to 52000. That's KID, K-I-D-D, to 52000. That will automatically put a $10 charge on your phone bill, but it will give us $10 in the charity bank as well. Don't forget, data and messaging rates apply.
So we're celebrating Kids Kids Day today. This is the day we ask you to give us money, basically, to take these families on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go on this trip, you meet a lot of families throughout the years. Some of them you become extremely close with.
Yes.
And that can be a double edge at times. A few years ago, actually when my wife was pregnant, we were on the trip. And I met this kid named Rowan Windham, mm-hmm. who was 5 years old. And to me, somebody who was about to be a father and being around Rowan and the relationship I developed with him, I was like, this is what I want my relationship with my son to be.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Rowan and I were homies that whole trip.
Yep.
We hung out every day. And we try not to because we want to spread our time with all the other families. But
sometimes you bond.
Sometimes you bond. And I would just always find myself, when I was done doing whatever we were doing, I would find myself going to Rowan and his family and hanging out with him.
Yeah.
Sweet spirit. You're attracted to that.
Yeah. He's a magnetic kid. And he's really enthusiastic. And he's funny. And he would just ride on my shoulders. And I just had a blast with Rowan.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've kept in touch with Rowan. And it's been years since he went on the trip. And after the trip, he continued to deal with having to have a bone marrow transplant, basically. He can't find a match.
Mm-hmm.
He actually came into the studio a few months ago before he went to Seattle. Because going to Seattle was where he was going to have his transplant. His mom was going to... She wasn't a full match. She's a half match. But they were going to try it because, you know, they need to get to it.
Yeah.
So Rowan came in and gave us a few jokes. This is Rowan.
Okay, why did that octopus cross the road?
Why did the octopus cross the road?
Oh,
man, I don't know, Rowan. Why?
To get to the other tide.
That's pretty good, Rowan.
All right, that's a good one. I'd go with that one in the demonstration.
Yeah, yeah.
You got another one?
How many octopuses does it take octopi to screw in a light bulb?
How many octopi does it take to screw in?
Well, they have 8 tentacles.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know.
I don't know, Rowan. How many?
1/8.
Ha! 1/8 of an octopus. I get
you. Best joke ever. You got one more, Rowan.
What do you call octopus on trucks?
Now we're getting deep.
A member of the Kid Craddock Morning Show, apparently.
No. Octopus on drugs.
What?
I don't know.
The Kraken.
The Kraken.
Well done, Rowan.
Thank you.
Hey, Rowan, explain the joke. Explain the Kraken joke to Kelly and Al.
Okay.
Kraken.
The Kraken.
Kraken.
Yeah,
is the octopus the name of Kraken? I don't get it.
I'm not sure how word this.
Oh, man.
Go ahead. Gotta break it down for this dummies over here. We don't know.
I know what Kraken is, and I know what the octopus is.
Is there a Kraken octopus?
It's the giant mythical creature.
Yeah. Kelly. Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, you didn't know that.
You didn't know either. You just laughed to be polite.
How dare you?
You
come
did
at
not
me like
know
that.
Either.
Clash of the Titans.
Be honest, JC.
I didn't know.
That's
you
what
laughed
I
to be polite. Yeah.
But that's my buddy, so I didn't want to.
It was the Unleash the Kraken in Clash of the Titans.
Yeah.
See, I missed that movie.
Well, and Rowan is an extremely smart kid. So
we need more octopus joke connoisseurs.
Exactly. Rowan recently, we actually talked about him a few days ago because what's his name?
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
At Pratt on Instagram.
He stopped by Seattle Children's Hospital where Rowan's at, and he heard about Rowan dressing up as him for Halloween as Groot, and stopped by to say hi, and it made the rounds. People covered it.
Very cool.
Chris Pratt posted it on his Instagram.
And I'd be honest, Rowan's unrecognizable. He's got so much.
He's not doing well.
He's not doing well.
Through his body, I would not have known that was him if somebody hadn't told me.
He's not doing well. When I talk, I love this kid. I really do. I really do love this kid.
I know you do.
He's so sweet. Mm-hmm. He's the one who sells his autograph for Kids Kids. I have his artwork at home, and I found it the other day. I'm going to get that framed.
Yeah.
I have it in a drawer. I keep moving things. I'm like, I'm going to put that out and display it because it's such a sweet thing the little boy did.
And this is a kid who raises money for Kids Kids. He spends most of his time in the hospital, and he still finds ways to raise money for our charity.
And that's the reality of this trip, you know? Some of the kids are so fortunate, end up, you know, going into remission and being healthy, and some of them, you know, unfortunately, like this morning we heard from Mrs. Ahern that, you know, her son passed away, or they're just back in the hospital, you know, for an entire year after they get back from the trip.
And that's where Rowan's been. And it's one of those things where you look and you're like, this is just not fair.
It's
not fair. He's such a good person.
It ain't fair. That's true.
And he's a light, you know. And his bone marrow transplant with his mom didn't take.
Mm-mm.
So now his dad is going up there to do it. So they're trying dad now.
You try anything you can. You try everything you can try as a parent.
And a couple days ago, his shunt stopped working. Mm-hmm. Which meant they had to go in and have surgery on his shunt, and he became unresponsive, and organs stopped working correctly. Yeah. And right now he's intubated and hooked up to a machine because he's not breathing on his own.
That's not looking
he
good.
Needs, he yeah.
needs
a lot of prayers.
That's what his family's
prayer.
Asking
his
for.
His name is Rowan. So just
they
lift him up
in the power of prayer.
Lift him up in prayer, y'all.
Yeah.
But these are, and I know he, every time I talk to him, he talks about how much this trip means to him. This is why we do this trip, mm-hmm. because we want more Rowans in the world.
Yeah.
I know he was,
absolutely.
He was extreme. He was a fighter before he went on this trip, but after this trip, man, he had a reason to wake up every morning because he wanted to raise money for kids like him.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, when we get back from the trip, you know, we go home and start living our little lives.
Yeah.
But these kids, some of them go directly to hospitals when they leave Love Field Airport and or wherever their airport is throughout the country. They go directly to the hospital. They have 4 or 5 days of greatness, and it's beautiful, but then it's back to reality, and they have to go back and start dealing with their condition.
Think about it. Christmas spent in the hospital. Yeah. Thanksgiving spent in the hospital. Trick-or-treating, that doesn't happen because they have to be in the hospital.
Yeah.
This is why we want to go on this trip. Jen, I know you have a really
cool
relationship.
You know, just echoing what JC said, because, you know, a lot of times we make these lasting connections with particular kids and their families. And for me, that's been Gracie Jennings and her mom, Jamie. Jamie was a single mom, adopted Gracie from China. Gracie was left under a tree because she had a heart condition. Mm. And they left her. So Jamie goes to China, adopts Gracie. Gracie literally has half a heart. But a bigger heart than anyone I've ever met. And brought her home. She was blue and then went through tons of surgeries. Goes on this trip with us a few years ago. And her and I just hit it off. She was a little tomboy like me. And we've had the best time. We've kept in touch. I've gone to visit her in San Antonio. She's come to visit me. Just love this family. And Gracie's mom is listening this morning. She texted me. Gracie's going to school, has a kids shirt on. And she asked Gracie what the best thing about the kids trip was. And she said, Jedi training. With your donations, we're able to do some very special. It's not just a regular trip. You're going like everyone else. You know, we get special treatment. Mm-hmm. We get into some of these cool experiences that people are on waiting lists for years. And that's all because of your donations and our connections. We're able to do this for these kids. And I asked Jamie, as the mom, what her favorite part of the trip was, and she said, seeing Gracie have fun, I was able to breathe, because I feel like sometimes I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop, and I've made lifetime friends with other families who get it.
Yep.
That's such a big camaraderie that these families don't have, you know, because they may not meet other families like that, so they have family for life when they go on this trip.
A lot of people are texting in, how can we help Rowan? Go see if you're a marrow match for somebody.
We'll find out. We'll put a link up on kidnation.com, or we'll just find out the information and give it back to you. And don't forget, donate right now. Pick up your phone and dial 888-792-5439 or text the word KID, K-I-D-D, to 52000.
Trying to get these kids to Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Today is Kids Day.
This is Selena Gomez, and you are listening to Kids Day. Please text KIDD to 52000 to make a $10 donation. Thank you for your support of Kids and the legacy of Kid Craddock.
Hey guys, happy Kids Day. I am sitting here with Chris and Memphis Lafferty, who were on our Kids trip last year. And a lot has happened since our trip last year.
When the trip was done, we were back, and I got a call from JC, and he was like, hey, we're going down to this adaptive training gym. Mm-hmm. It's for amputee veterans. I want you to meet this guy, Travis Mills.
Right.
And when we're at the training facility, Memphis met Travis Mills. Travis Mills had robotic arms and hands, and this was right around Christmas time. And we were sitting there talking with JC and Travis, and Memphis was like, whoa, 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 I know what I want for Christmas now. And he's like, I want hands. I'm like, dude, you can't get that at Walmart. A couple weeks later, I get a phone call, and this gentleman's like, my name's Kevin Carroll. I'm the head of Hanger Clinic. I want to build your kid robotic hands. And I'm like, pardon me? Who are you? And he was like, I'm the guy that built the tail for the dolphin and the dolphin tail. And he was like, here you go. Here's 2 plane tickets. I want you to go fly to Florida. I want you to go to this camp, and we're going to meet with y'all. And next thing you know, it just opened a whole nother world. And we've been to 7 camps this year.
Wow.
I mean, he's been snow skiing. We went to a boot camp with just amputee veterans.
And he learned how to ride a bike.
I thought that would never happen, you know, just because you have a kid with no hands, no feet. How is he going to ride a bike? We're up in Maine, and they had a hand-powered bike. And so he has his robotic hands, And so he started going.
Well, even before he had the prosthetics, and just seeing him walk in today was so cool for me because I haven't seen him walk yet.
Yeah.
So on the trip, you know, he's in a wheelchair, but you were very adamant that he get on and off the rides by himself, mm-hmm. which is so cool. And that's why you guys have to donate, because look at how far they've come since their trip and how many opportunities they've had. And that's just the, like, touching moments of being a Kids Kids family and why we have to raise money to continue taking these kids, because they turn out like Memphis, and he's such a happy, awesome kid, and we have so many of those that we can't wait to meet on this trip. Memphis, you have a favorite part about your trip last year in Disney World?
Riding all the rides and meeting other people.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what the favorite part of it was for him, and I remember this exactly. It was having the Genie Pass.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. we could just do rides, just and he'd be watching everybody in line. He'd be like,
"Yeah,
yeah, you thought it was just so cool."
A little Memphis right there.
Yeah,
that's my boy.
That's a homie right there.
Oh, mm-hmm. He is so yummy.
He's walking around. He's got his arms going on. He skates.
It's so cool.
I saw he learned how to swim over the summer.
Really? He's doing everything now. It is incredible.
These are the kids you're sending to Disney World in Orlando, Florida. We just want you to grab that money and let it go.
Let it go.
Give it to the charity.
How do you let it go?
You can text the word KID, K-I-D-D, to 52000. It'll add $10 to your phone bill. Mm-hmm. You can do that up to $5.
Yep.
I mean, five times, not $5. Up to five times.
And you can call our phone center. It's filled with
our phone center.
It's filled with Southwest Airlines employees, and that number is 888-792-5439.
A couple text messages here. Just donated $20 to Kids Kids. I decided to give up Starbucks for this week.
Aww.
That sacrifice is nothing compared to what these families have to sacrifice every single day. Thanks to everyone in Kid Nation for everything you do. God bless.
Yeah. Hey,
that's a good way to put it.
Good way
perspective.
To put it. I'm a college professor, and I'm going to ask all my students to text and donate.
Awesome. Hey, they're on their phones in class all the time.
Yeah, why not, right?
Right.
And hey, guys, I was listening to your show this morning with my girls like normal. I didn't think they were paying attention until my 10-year-old told me, "Mom, we have to go to Raising Cane's for dinner to help those kids go on the trip."
That's right, you do.
And then my 13-year-old told me, "Mom, I still have birthday money left over. I want to give it to these kids."
Oh, man.
I'm so blessed to have amazing girls that want to help others, even though we lost so much during the flood.
Oh,
Hashtag
sweet.
Proud Mom. That's from Katrina.
You can also make that donation at Raising Cane's while you're eating the chicken fingers. They're also taking donations at the cash register.
And let me make this clear. Calories do not count.
They're
for charity.
You're donating. You know, and I think it's so important, and I stress this so much every year, because, you know, there's a lot of charities that are close to people's hearts. And, you know, like, I love Pugs, for instance. Mm-hmm. But in this situation, when you give money, every penny is going to this trip. And then you're able to see it here in just a few weeks with all of the broadcasting and video that we do. And I can't think of any other charity that's like that, that literally every penny goes towards that. Because I say, Caroline, you're not taking a paycheck.
No. Uh-uh. No.
You're in charge of this.
I sleep here.
She gets her part-time paycheck here.
This isn't one of those 10% of the donations.
No, every bit
of money is going to this trip that will happen in just a few weeks.
And, you can go to kidskids.com. It'll tell you how to text, where to call. You can you can donate online, and you can also see the pictures and videos from past trips.
Cool.
And let's meet a family going on this year's trip, the Winchester family. They have three boys with cystic fibrosis.
Wow. Wow.
Zaylin's 10 years old. Zachary and Jackson are 8-year-old twins. Here they are.
Hello, my name is Peter Winchester. My kids are the sweetest, and they work extremely hard to fight their disease every single day of their lives. And to get to do something like this that they will remember for the rest of their life is an extremely special gift.
My boys, they don't really get to do a lot of stuff, and they are kind of bound to their bedrooms and to their machines and stuff. And if it weren't for people like, you know, you guys donating, my boys would never get to get out of the house and do fun things and see all the world and know that there's more outside of their walls. You know, they've never been to some place like that, so they're extremely happy. And we all read the letter and passed it around. And
we're lucky that there's a lot of people out there who are willing to give out of what is theirs to other people so that we can enjoy this.
We're going to Disney World!
Yay! I do have to warn you, though, there's probably a pretty good chance that I'm going to hug you, like bear hug on the trip. Is that okay?
Yeah, I get that a lot. I'm kind of in the shape of a bear, so it comes pretty naturally to get that kind of hug. So I'm okay for it. I'm good.
the phone number to help us send these families on the trip. Again, 888-SWA-KIDS with a Z.
That's 888-792-5439.
Pick up that phone. Text the word KID to 52000. $10 will be added to your bill. We need you, Kid Nation. This is the only day we ask you to help us out.
Yep.
And we really, really, really need you. It's Kids Day.